This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Happy hump day, everybody. You like that story?
I do.
I don't know if it's true or not. I heard it before, and it was circulating yesterday. The Diana Taurasi retirement.
I don't know if you can say it.
Why?
Well, it's got a double entendre there.
Oh, I didn't even think of it that
yeah,
way. Good
don't
God.
Say hey, that you, story.
It was just a basketball sense, Gator.
I'm not sure that it was.
I'm pretty sure it was, but...
Okay. All right.
I work with a child.
You want to go ahead. Go ahead. You're right. It was just basketball. Just think.
We'll talk about it with Kang during a break. And then if he thinks it's okay, we'll bring it up. But good God. How was your Tuesday night?
It was great.
It was great.
Listen, when you sit down and you get hunkered down to watch the Red Wings, and they trail by two halfway through the game, and you're thinking, oh, no, here we go. This team's not a goal. Okay, all right, okay. Let's go into third period. Oh, it'd be nice if they could tie this thing up. Oh, crap, here we go. Oh, goal! Yeah, all right, all right. What's happening here? Now you're starting to, juices are flowing, you're starting to feel good. And, you know, when you need a goal, Doug, when this Red Wing team needs to dig deep down, what do you do? Who do you summon? Simon Edvinson, right? That's the guy you're
Edzo,
counting on.
Our own Edzo.
Our own Edzo. And he delivers. He just delivers. Second goal of the game gives the team the lead 3-2, and then white knuckle it the rest of the way because that's how things have gone. How many goals have they given up with the other team, given with the extra attacker because they pull the goaltender? It feels like it's been... Well, I think, has it literally been four goals they've given up in the previous two games with that situation?
Yep.
So, when they missed the wide open net, was it Rossi that absolutely missed a wide open net? You feel like you dodged a bullet there, and then they delivered.
Well, you and I have some disagreements that I look forward to talking about with this game. And so we'll get to that a little bit later on. It is not our lead today, but... Like, for instance, one of my things I disagree with is they tied the game in the second period. But yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's okay.
Whatever.
Yeah. Given the context of where they are in the standings right now, this is not a small win. And we got a trade deadline a week from tomorrow. It's a week from tomorrow, right?
No,
it's a week from Friday. Sorry, my apologies. Week from Friday. Anyway, the point being... They're playing justifiable hockey to make a move, and I really strongly suspect they are going to make a strong move at the trade deadline. So we shall see. So other than that, anything exciting or just Red Wing hockey last night?
It was pretty much Red Wing hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was exciting enough.
Okay,
And they did the win. They had to keep pace because everybody else seemed to win last night.
context of the playoff chase.
You didn't go out and try to get some new Pop-Tarts?
The banana bread Pop-Tarts?
Yeah.
I did not, but I did. I did go on the first walk of the year.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, 239 on Tuesday, February 25th. It didn't take long to see in the wild.
White guy in shorts?
White guy in shorts. 239 yesterday afternoon.
Were you the guy?
I was not the guy. Okay. I was driving home and I'm like,
your son doesn't count.
No.
Okay.
No, it was a grown man.
Grown ass man.
Walking in shorts yesterday because the sun was out and the temperature was above 37 degrees.
I feel
that's
like
what brings out white guy in shorts.
To really hammer home that formula for who that white guy in shorts is, he's got to be a little heavier set. Like, could stand to lose 10 to 20 pounds.
I wouldn't say he was overweight, but I would also not call him skinny. I tried to, the funny thing was, is I was like, do I get up my phone and take a picture of this guy and tweet it out?
What is he, like an animal?
Yes.
I mean, it's not.
I've seen a white guy in shorts.
Hey guys, is that a deer? No, it's white guy in shorts.
White guy in shorts season.
It's not Bigfoot. I mean, this isn't a Sasquatch
That's
like
what
we
I'm
haven't
saying.
Seen. I mean, this is like, yeah, we expect to see this. This is the time.
In fact,
like, we don't say this is a squatchy area. You know, we got to wait for it. No, this is going to happen. Everybody's going to see him.
I'm pretty sure it was a year ago when I did tweet out a picture of white guy in shorts.
You probably did.
It was an early sighting, and we have another sighting of white guy in shorts. So we'll see what if they're everywhere.
I think it's gonna be silly today if we just get sporadic rain, or if let's say there's nowhere near the rain that we're expected to get, that it will happen because it's supposed to be warmer again today.
Is it really? I haven't seen. I thought it was
yesterday
cooling
was pretty
off.
Nice. Yeah,
yesterday was like 50 something.
Well, I always call it like
it's topping out at 39 today.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Things change. Nice.
Still might be white guy in shorts.
That's definitely white guy in shorts weather.
39?
Yeah, this is still it.
Yeah, it's a fake spring has sprung.
If you're like Kenny, and you know, once you go, you never go back. Once you tip the scales and gone to the commitment of white guy in shorts. But anyway, I do have a funny story to tell. I got a text from my daughter yesterday that she had made a grave mistake. And I'm like, grave? Oh, good Lord, what? Turns out it's a pretty funny mistake. But we will get to that coming up a little bit later in the show. Big news today. I think in Detroit, it was breaking during the end of our show yesterday, was Brad Holmes speaking. We have pulled some of what he said, different from the morning show, that we think is important. But I think he stepped to the podium to try and tamp down expectations a little bit. Because I think one of his inherent messages yesterday was, we're already going to have trouble re-signing our own guys, let alone if we add an elite player. And I think that was something that a message he was trying to get across. I'll just say this about GMs and GM speak. And it's something to keep in mind. There's two levels of interpreting what is being said. One is, I don't care what they say. It's all gamesmanship, and there's a little truth being spoken. I don't care what any GM has to say publicly. Two is, I will take on face value what they're saying. I don't expect them to give away the whole game plan, but they're speaking in broad generalities and giving some real insight while being vague in doing so. And I think I tend to subscribe to the second. It depends on the GM, of course. With Brad Holmes, I think he's pretty consistent. He doesn't say we're going to draft player X or we're going to draft this position. But when he says we're not beholden to a position, we draft best player available, then they usually do that.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he explained early in the press conference. Last year was one of those years where it just so happened their first two picks were what they thought were the best players available, and they were both at corner, a position of need.
This is true.
Yep.
This is true. But they've also, and I say they because I always kind of lump he and Dan Campbell together because they're of a very similar like mind.
They seem to be.
There are some things that have been said that you look back and say, all right, that was definitely coach speak or that was GM speak. So I kind of take things with a grain of salt. I think this is just the time of the year. I do. I think it is a mixture of both because I think you laid it out there pretty well. He does, when he says he's going to do best player available, he really does do that. It may fit in with the need of the team as well. I mean, the Lions, could they have used a young corner? Sure. But I also think those are probably the best guys available. I mean, had that, I figured who the defensive lineman was, the defensive end, had he been available to them at that spot, I think they probably would have gone that route. But I believe there was a guy that was taken right before that stopped that from happening. So you pivot.
You have to be prepared for everything. He did a lot of flexing yesterday, though. And sometimes I think I personally get a little bit, I know that irritated is not the right word. It's more, I get a little bit, all righty. All righty.
Chop Robinson was the player I was thinking of.
Gotcha. Okay, we'll get to what we think is most important to what Brad Holmes, Lions GM, had to say yesterday at the podium for the combine workout start tomorrow. But I think he was sending a message. And we, you know, I don't know that he completely slammed the door on the big move, but he did try and get the point across. It is going to be extraordinarily difficult. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, when the game tips off, the NBA action is just beginning on FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you miss the first few minutes of the game or want to bet on a fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle until the final buzzer. Plus, you can even combine your live bets, same game parlay, to have a shot at a bigger payday. However you want to play, now's the perfect time to join FanDuel because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Doug. That's FanDuel.com/Doug. And I've told you the workaround here. You just find a heavy favorite and bet them on the money line. You won't get much money back on that $5 bet, but you get $150 in bonus bets to do with what you will. FanDuel is the official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, let's get right to it. Brad Holmes speaking to the media yesterday in Indianapolis. This is the Detroit Lions GM. And, you know, he says what they do is intentional. And so I tend to believe a lot of what he says. And if you don't, if you think it's all gamesmanship, then fair. I mean, I'm not going to change. We're not here to change your way of interpreting this. But we'll kind of look at it and interpret it for what he is saying and apply to real world situations. Are you ready, Gator?
I am.
This is what we call Brad Holmes 1. he speaks about having to consider contracts of players that in the near future that they want to. Okay. At one point later, he goes on to say, and I don't know if it's in another cut, but he actually added, we really like being able to know what we're getting with the money we are spending instead of not spending the money on players we're less familiar with. Somebody sent a text yesterday and called it straight arrogance from Brad.
Right. You took great offense to that.
I think it's such a negative spin on a guy who's done a really, really good job, but you know, I don't look at it as arrogance at all. I think he does some things that are arrogant. And says some things that are arrogant.
He cashes receipts.
He definitely keeps receipts, and he made some comments yesterday along the lines of, "Hey, we had back to back classes where we have two first rounders that we have to bring back, and the one year we had two second rounders, which is the year they got Branch and Laporta." He goes, "And that year we had two second rounders, which you know we actually had first round grades on, so we figured that year we feel like we got four first rounders," and I'm like, all right, that's kind of a subtle flex, isn't it?
There's nothing subtle about that flex.
So,
but he's entitled to do it. What I kind of took out of it, and this is another area where I think that, okay, let's keep in mind what both men have said about this team with Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes. And one of the lines that was said, I think it was 2 years ago, and I think it was from Dan Campbell, says, we got to be careful to not fall in love with our own guys.
Yep.
So does that come into play here? Don't be careful. Don't fall in love with your own guy and lose sight of something else that can actually be better for the team. And I think it's going to be a really tough juggling act for the Lions, but I mean, they can make it happen if they wanted to. Of course, you'd have to have a willing partner. And that's the other thing that has to work out when you're talking about Myles Garrett or any of these other defensive ends. The other team has to be willing to part with that player. But if they are, and if the price is something that you feel like you can handle, I feel like particularly with Myles Garrett, I just want Myles Garrett for 2 years. I'm not interested in giving him a 5-year, $150 million contract. That's not what I'm about. I just want the 2 years.
So it's
absolutely doable.
Yeah, he was kind of sending a message where I think he doesn't think it's doable. But here he is, more of Brad Holmes. What's your message to people who say the Lions are one high-end edge rusher away from winning the Super Bowl? Here's what he said. Really roundabout way to say some interesting things there.
Hmm.
When he did the why stop at one, why not get two or three? I think it's his way of saying we wouldn't get two or three because we can't afford two or three. And he is saying we can't afford even one.
I think that was a Brad Holmes filibuster. I think he was dancing like nobody's business and then throwing it. Because the way I took the comment where he said the why not three or four, I take that to being, it could be flippant about the whole thing, or two, it could be, we want it depth the position, and that's what we're trying to do. And we can't get, if we just add one, then, you know, what, and that's when it goes into the injury thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of, dancing around and maybe, I don't know if it's an attempt to throw people off the scent or he just doesn't want to really say it. I mean, so if you can add the one, you add the one.
I think there was two parts.
They already have one. So you got the
similar thing out of it. And that is there's, we can't, I took away him saying we can't afford as much as people think we can. And B is I'd rather have depth.
I think he definitely would like to have depth, but I think, and this goes back to what I said before the break, I think the thing with when I say I only want him for 2 years, meaning Myles Garrett,
mm-hmm.
I think when he addresses the Myles Garrett situation, that perhaps it's always going to be dealt with having Myles Garrett on a contract, on a bigger deal. And do I think the Lions can afford to sign Myles Garrett to an extension along with extending Aiden Hutchinson? And you have two guys combined for like $65 million a year? Probably not. But can I sign Hutchinson to an extension, trade for Myles Garrett, and have him on the books for whatever he is, $20 million a year for the next couple of years? Yeah, that you can do.
I think he's saying you can't. But here's more from Brad Holmes. How do you figure out what you need when what you need might be coming back from in?
For reference, in that game, the Lions won 20-13 over the Cardinals, and the defense held Arizona's offense to 284 yards. They did a really nice job. They only had one quarterback sack in the game, but they also had an interception and just did a really nice job defensively of keeping things in check.
You know what's funny is I just thought of something when I heard that cut again, and that is we are looking at a free agent on the offensive side of the ball. Who from the Cardinals?
I don't know. I was the first thing that struck me is, huh?
Who from the Cardinals are they looking at here? So who would their top free agents be? Are they looking
offensive
at
lineman?
Could be. Let me see here. I'm gonna have to do a little research here on this one. Okay, the one that got everybody going yesterday was when he was asked, "Could they afford one more high end?" pass rusher, and he said probably not. That was at the end of a long question about adding an edge rusher.
An end of a long response.
And then, yeah, and we will get to that next at 10:32. Then we'll talk to you. What do you make of what Brad Holmes was saying yesterday in Indianapolis? It is Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, warm up your winter with these hot deals from Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. Lease a new 2025 Silverado 1500 LT crew cab 4x4 for just $379 a month. That's $379 a month for 36 months with no money down. Unlock the savings with approved credit and a GM employee discount and a Chevy lease in your household. Don't forget Sarah Chevrolet Sterling Heights, your number one volume Chevy dealer in Michigan. Hundreds of Silverados, Equinox, Blazers, and Tracks, and EVs on the ground. Hundreds to choose from. Stay warm and say Sarah. Call 87-SAY-SARAH or go to saysarah.com. See dealer for details, but get there fast. Offers end March 3rd. Together, let's drive. Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. All right, so the last cut from Brad Holmes we want to play for you. This is yesterday at the scouting combine. He talked about adding an edge rusher, and there is the follow-up, and here's what he said. The follow-up there was the, can you foresee yourself adding or can you afford another one? It's hard to hear the question, but he said probably not. Here's the thing. Myles Garrett to the Lions is such a no-brainer, right? It's such a no-brainer. They need an edge rusher. Why not go get opposite of Aiden Hutchinson? Why not go get the best one available? That's true of a number of positions, right? You could say the same thing about a corner because of Carlton Davis's contract situation. So you always want to go get the best available. The edge rusher is a very, very sexy, exciting position. Why would Brad Holmes, and we played a whole bunch of sound for you, and that was the tenor of his time. Whenever the edge rusher topic came up, you heard what it sounded like. It was, we have other guys we have to sign people. It was the message I think he was getting across over and over again is, we can't afford him. Why wouldn't they go get the best player available at a position of need? Because it's so obvious. And a guy that's been very smart here in Detroit is sending the message because we can't afford him. And I whether it's true or not, I mean, I guess that's subject to debate. If you want to talk about, if you're comfortable with losing a bunch of players that I think Brad Holmes' message is, we're not comfortable with losing those guys. They are core pieces to our foundation that we think we can win with. And you know, that, okay, do we assume now that Brad Holmes is an idiot for saying, not saying F them players, because that's, it's no longer about F them picks. It's F them players that he wouldn't be able to resign. And if we had the books in front of us and he could point out, well, here's why we can't afford him, would everybody go, okay? Or do we all, or do you just assume, as somebody did yesterday, he's arrogant and just trying to win with the players he drafted?
I think it's being very smart. I think this is all part of the, you know, negotiations on right now on a player that's unavailable because Cleveland has said he's unavailable. They have no plans on trading Myles Garrett. I think that they will trade Myles Garrett. I don't think it's going to end up being to the Lions because I don't think the Lions can put together a good enough package without really compromising the integrity of their team to do so. Other teams have better draft capital, so that's why I think it'll happen with somebody else. But when he says that, if you're inferring from that that they can't afford him, again, I think it's they can't afford him on a long-term deal. I think they can afford him for the remainder of his current contract. That I think they can.
Then it's a no-brainer, right?
Well, it would be, again, but then you got to worry about the draft capital part. But when he says that they can't, it maybe what that does, it sends a signal out to the other teams in the league, not Cleveland, but the other teams in the league, oh, Detroit's out. So we don't have to bid too crazy, and then maybe Detroit can come in at the last minute and throw a deal that makes sense. But I do think that there's a difference between the remainder of Myles Garrett contract and what you can afford versus signing him to an extension, which would be really prohibitive, and that's where you really have to take stock and go, okay, what do we have here? Does this mean that we can't give an extension to some of our other key players, you know, and specifically in the secondary.
I guess if it were just about two things. One is I think if the Lions swooped in at the last minute and topped the best offer, those teams that made their offers would get an opportunity to top even that. It's not like they wouldn't get a chance to up their ante. Two is if they could afford him even now, I think it would still be a no-brainer and they would just go get him. Why aren't they just go getting him? Well, the truth is he may not be available.
He's not available right now.
Well, according to the GM, yes. According to the GM. But I feel like yesterday he stepped to the podium trying to let people know we can't afford Myles Garrett, people.
Yeah, I guess I'm not buying it.
Okay.
And, you know, we can agree to disagree on that. I think, and I definitely think that they would have room to do so. You can always redo your contracts for players that you just signed.
It checks out because I tend to think the cap is more difficult to navigate than you do. And that goes back to the beginning of the show. 248-539-9797. All right, people, how do you interpret what Brad Holmes had to say? And then the other thing is, if they address the pass rush and the defense, they don't get Myles Garrett, but they keep Za'Darius Smith. They draft Kenneth Grant and sign a more affordable free agent, Khalil Mack. Would that make people happy?
Yeah, I think it would.
Even they get the Myles Garrett and at all cost people.
Well, but that would require, A, it's going to require patience, okay? And two, it'll be easier to take because I don't think either one of us, do you think the Myles Garrett's going to get dealt before the draft?
I don't know.
I don't think he will. I think he gets dealt, but I don't think it's going to be before the draft. So free agency will already be in well past the full throes of free agency. So the Lions may very well have a deal with Khalil Mack before the draft is done. Okay, to get that ball rolling in that direction. Yeah, I would take that absolutely. Give me Khalil Mack. Give me Kenneth Grant, and let's resign or not resign him, but he's already on the contract. But you're willing to have Za'Darius Smith there. Yeah, I think that's a really nice combination to have. It's short term. Because you're not going to sign Khalil Mack to some long-term extension, and you'll have Za'Darius Smith for one more year.
But that feels to me
like... But it's a pretty good defensive line going into this season.
You don't have to give up anything.
Yeah.
And you can do what Brad Holmes is making abundantly clear is the plan. I would think that they could still re-sign their own guys. Now, am I wrong on the market value of Khalil Mack? What is the market value of Khalil Mack? It wouldn't approach the $20 million that
I can't imagine it does. I mean, he's at the end of his career. He is still a guy that can get to the quarterback, and he has value. And I just don't see that him being like this $15 to $20 million a year player. So that's why I think you need to be patient about it. Another thing thrown in the mix: Harold Landry from Tennessee has now been given permission to go ahead and seek a trade as well. This is a guy who's got 31 and a half sacks over his last three seasons. It's declined a little bit. I think it went 12 and a half to 10 and then to nine sacks over the last 3 years. But it's still a lot of production in 3 years. And he's in the last year of his contract that pays him, I think it's over $17 million for this season. Would the Lions be involved in a trade to acquire Harold Landry? Or do you just simply watch this one and see if Harold Landry, is he a candidate to be released?
He appears to be under contract for two more years.
Was it two?
At 17.5, which approaches Myles Garrett money. And I'm going to guess that's probably not affordable for them. But
it's less than Myles Garrett.
It's less than Myles Garrett. Not much less, but it's less than Myles Garrett as far as cap hit's concerned.
And it's less than Myles Garrett in terms of what you'd have to give up to acquire him.
All right, this is the hot button issue when it comes to the Lions this season. There's that big, bright, shiny thing out there, and you have a GM that's downplaying this. Are you okay with their approach? Which their approach, if you believe him, is we can't afford this player. We're more, we have to bring back our own guys. 248-539-9797. Phone calls and feedback. We want your reaction to all that. Ticket text coming in. Brad Holmes' comments are concerning. I think there's a level of contentment that stems from we love our own guys a little too much, and we love our draft picks. So we can't take on project players, and guys like Hendon Hooker won't see the field. What does Hendon Hooker seeing the field have to do with anything?
Wait, did he say we can't take on project players?
I think there's a level of commitment that stems from we love our guys a little too much, and we love our draft picks. So we can take on project players and guys like Hendon Hooker who won't see the field.
Well, if you're saying that Hendon Hooker is a project player, I would agree with that. And I don't know if he'll ever see the field because of who the starting quarterback is. And I don't think there's a problem with that. As long as the starting quarterback stays healthy, I don't have a problem with it. I'd love to see what he is because I think he's got a ton of talent and I think he can be a quarterback in this league. But if they've taken this approach with the draft picks that they are trying to develop players, and they've shown an ability to develop some players, others not so much, but they have. Aleem McNeil has turned himself into a fantastic player, mm-hmm. and nobody thought that when he was drafted. He was a defensive lineman who was taken after they took Onyeka, who is a bit of a bust here. So I don't know. I think that they do feel confident they can develop players. They've drafted offensive linemen that they clearly are going to try to develop, whether it's Kobe Soresdahl or Mahogany or Giovanni Manu. Those are guys that they hope that they can develop, and it looks like one of them is ready to start.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
There you go. That is Andrew Berry slamming the door, if you will, on a Myles Garrett trade. Like we said, there's two ways you can process GM talk. It's all gamesmanship. There's a little truth in what's being spoken. I don't care what anyone says. Or you can take it at face value. Typically, GMs speak in vague, broad terms, but it's not that they don't say anything. And Brad Holmes, if you think about what he has said and what he has done, I think there's more evidence to believe what he's saying. I mean, he's not giving away the game plan, but he definitely sent the message yesterday that what makes any move for a player, a high-end edge rusher, difficult is we have money that is already spent, essentially. It is earmarked for our own guys, which, I mean, yesterday led to the arrogant text that we got. Today we got somebody who's think Brad Holmes' comments are concerning. If you are good at the draft and you have to lose players, first of all, you should be able to find productive players in all the rounds with all the picks that you have. And that's what he's been able to do. Not everything hits, but it's a very sustainable way to do business. Question is, can you build a team good enough to win a Super Bowl? And we all want guarantees that they're going to win the Super Bowl. No such thing is possible, but you want to put yourself in the best possible position. And he seems to think the best possible position is continue to draft, develop, and re-sign.
Well, it's the only true way to keep this thing sustainable, guys. Like, how do you save money in a league with a cap? It's through the draft. Because if you go free agency, that's going to cost you money. When you extend guys on contract, that's going to cost you money. Where can you get talent without it being too expensive? It's through the draft and developing those players because they're on rookie deals. The issue, and he's been able to do it, whether it's been a high pick with Sewell and Hutch or been a mid-round pick with St. Brown. So you can find talent. Brian Branch was a second-round pick, right? Kirby Joseph was a third-round pick. The problem is all these guys were drafted so close together, the contracts are coming up at the same times. And what I gathered from yesterday with Brad Holmes and the sound we played is, one, it's a good problem to have, by the way. What a difference a couple years makes. We have a hard time keeping talent now when before we didn't have any talent. two is, we are going to lose some guys, not to just injury attrition, but just to contracts. And three, I don't think they're going after Myles Garrett. I actually believe Brad Holmes. I don't think they can do it. I don't think they have enough ammo. And with all the guys they have on the contract coming up, I just don't think they can do it.
Yeah, that's my takeaway. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Matthew. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good, thank you.
Hey, so if we look at Brad's free agent signing history, I mean, he loves his one-year deals of guys coming off of injury. I mean, there's no way that he's going to be going for the big swing for the fence. It's just not in his history. It's not in the DNA.
You're more right than wrong. I mean, you have to be – I would hope that he wouldn't say, that's not what I do. I've never done it. I'm not going to do it. I would hope that he would maintain a degree of flexibility to make that move when it makes more sense. Let's just say the market for Myles Garrett, for whatever reason, dries up and the price tag in terms of compensation goes down and Myles Garrett says, yeah, I'll rework the contract to make it even more cap friendly. Well, damn it, I hope he does it. But that's kind of a pipe dream.
That's a lot of wishing.
There's a lot of ifs. Yeah, I get it. But I hope he doesn't say, I'm not going to make the big move because I've never made the big move. Like, that would be be stubborn. And I don't know that he would do that, but I think he's got a belief that you can win without doing that. But
I think you guys are, like, we're going to be staring at Davenport again. You're going to be looking at Pascal and Zadarius and Aiden, and that's not a bad rotation to have, don't get me wrong, but I think all these guys hoping for Bosa, if he gets released, a Mac.
Mac might be too expensive, too.
I think Mac's going to be too expensive, especially when, you know, Brad loves Davenport. We, you know, we saw that. He wants somebody who can crush the can, and I think him coming off of another injury season, yeah, Brad's going to try to get him on the cheap. And, you know, quote, build depth.
The Davenport thing, I mean, for a player that has such a consistent injury history, I don't know how you can have faith in him. I think it's a very, very hard thing to do. But we saw him out there in camp. He is an imposing figure. Like,
when he's healthy, he is good.
Yes.
But
he's never been healthy. Now, is that bad luck? Is it just bad luck and he's due for some good luck?
I don't know. I mean, look, would I take him on the dirt cheap? Sure. Yeah. If it costs you next to nothing, it's a 1-year deal. I'll give you a 1-year, $3 million contract, whatever it is that you have to do. Okay. I'd consider that after I've exhausted the other options. Because I don't think that Khalil Mack is going to break the bank, and maybe I'm wrong on that. There will be other players that get released that you're like, wow, that just happened. If the Titans can't find a trade partner for Harold Landry, can he be released?
It could be because of the cap savings that they would have. SpotTrack projected Khalil Mack's contract at 3 years and $70 million. Now, if that's a fake 70, like it's a big signing bonus, but it's not a huge cap hit, I'm okay with that. But if it's 3 years, $70 million, and it's north of $20 million a year, if you can't afford Miles Garrett, then you can't afford Khalil Mack.
I'm not looking at anything near that for him. And if that's what he gets, kudos to Khalil Mack and his agent at this point in his career for doing that.
248-539-9797. More of your feedback coming in regarding Brad Holmes, what he had to say yesterday. If Howie Roseman can find a way, so can Holmes. I'd hate to see the Eagles get him. Well, he might be able to find a way. And we'll play a soundbite for you on that front a little bit later on in the show. In what world does having three $100 million defensive linemen make sense? So this is from an unnamed texter, and I assume he's saying
Ali McNeil,
Aiden Hutchinson, and Miles Garrett. If Miles Garrett doesn't get another contract, it makes him, if you don't have to extend him, it certainly makes him more affordable. But you can't overdo it at a position. There can be overkill because it comes at the expense of other positions. The hate to use a cliche, but robbing Peter to pay Paul. You create other holes on the team. Now, if you're really good at drafting, maybe you find guys that can play those positions.
Well, the thing with their payroll and the roster is that they got a lot of guys that will be, you know, year to year, you're losing guys off the payroll all the time. So I get back to my point of I'm not extending him. If I'm not going to extend Miles Garrett, I can land him and deal with that. They've got cap space right now for this year, but people worried about what happens next year. Well, next year, don't you lose some players? Don't you lose DJ Reader off of that? And that's a pretty big hit. I think, would it be tight? Yeah. Might you have to go to some of these players that you just gave extensions to and say, hey, can we, maybe rework something there to afford this guy for another season? You might have to, but that's a winning formula, and to get things done, if you have to do it, do it.
If they can do that, this becomes so easy, then you go get Miles Garrett.
Not at all cost, of course, but yes, you try to, and I do think they're going to make an effort.
I love that Holmes is playing it cool publicly. Don't look desperate and bring down the price of Miles and other players. Lions fans need to just chill. It's a message. Miles Garrett to the Lions is not a no-brainer. With what their GM said to acquire him, it's going to cost a ton of draft picks. I don't understand how a ton of draft picks for a guy who maybe has 2 years is a no-brainer. That would be a stupid trade. Well, if you put it in affordable terms, it's a no-brainer. I think it's pretty clear that the cost... I mean, Brad Holmes didn't emphasize yesterday the draft capital. Brad Holmes emphasized over and over yesterday, we have our own guys we want to sign. When the topic of free agency came up, he talked about, well, the most important signings we might make are our own guys. Like, it didn't just apply to the defensive line part. I think he's making it pretty clear that there's challenges coming up. At one point of free agency, and I think we played that soundbite for you, he said, the tough part is we're going to lose players we want to keep. He's already believing that pre-Miles Garrett. If Holmes relies on Hutch for 2025, that's a gamble. Well, I assume that they're going to try and address the other edge position. Is it a safe assumption that there'll be an edge probably drafted and certainly landed in free agency because they seem to plug holes with free agency and draft talent? But I don't think it's just going to be Aiden Hutchinson next year.
No, I think it's going to be Za'Darius Smith and Aiden Hutchinson.
And is it any more gamble of anybody else who doesn't have two top five pass rushers, which is everybody pretty much? Is that any more of a gamble than what anybody else is doing?
I mean, the problem with the Lions and us as fans is that we were hurt so much last year because we had all the expectations on this team.
Yeah.
And we saw how good the defense could be, and then one by one, they got knocked off with injuries. It started early, and it didn't stop. It just didn't stop. So what we're left with was that empty feeling at the end of the season in the playoffs, and I think we forget how good they were. They can't possibly go through another year of significant injuries like that. You wouldn't think, and Lord knows I'm knocking on wood because I don't want to see it. But they've got so many guys coming back that you would have to think, okay, it's an improved defense, and they should add to it anyway. Will they add to it with another free agent outside backer, rush end kind of guy? I think they would. And to your point, would they do it in the draft? Yeah. And if the draft pick they use, if they're not trading that draft capital, will the first round pick, we've talked about it, it could be used on a number of different positions. If it's used on an offensive lineman, I feel like that offensive lineman probably won't start. If it's used on a defensive lineman, I feel like a defensive lineman is going to get plenty of reps.
I would agree with that. The opportunity seems to be there at you know, a depth tackle would get reps, and hell, an edge rusher, a late first round pick, could be a guy that actually plays a ton for them. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Also, next hour, big game for the Pistons tonight. And there's one thing that they have done lately. It's pretty incredible, really. We'll get to that at 11:30. Amongst a lot of incredible stuff they've done. 97.1, the ticket. Hey, guys, you want a golf course quality lawn? Well, it's easier and more affordable than you think with TruGreen. As the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, TruGreen brings pro-level expertise straight to your yard so your lawn can look like a fairway. Sign up by March 10th and get one free application. Plus, with their price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best value. If you're not satisfied, TruGreen will revisit your lawn between scheduled visits to make it right. It's all part of a promise to you. Don't wait. Visit TruGreen.com today and get a free application. Offer ends March 10th. Restrictions apply.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.